med din man om att älskling, du håller på.
Det är väldigt viktigt.
Then of course it's a bit difficult. So in this last hour, I'm going to talk about. I've already finished everything that's difficult now. Tomorrow is very easy because it's a lecture with the heart. So I could not go through everything in history, but yep, that's correct. So if God's holy wedding happens on the 2013, until the end in when it externally finishes, the fourth dimension of registration will be proclaimed. So what is this fourth dimension registration? So we had the first, second and third, and the of course we heard it even, but this fourth one, it's a this fourth dimension of registration will open on the 4th, on the 16th of April. He spoke about on the 16th of April 2012, and that's the Old Testament. The first dimension is the Old Testament, and the second dimension is the New Testament, the time when Jesus came, that kind of era. And the third dimension registration is the completed testament age, that the era of our true parents. And the fourth one, what would that be then? It's the era of the fourth Adam, era of fourth Adam. So then what's the fourth Adam? The first Adam was the original Adam. The second Adam was Jesus. The third Adam was our true father. The fourth Adam, who would that be then? Uri. That's correct. It's us. That's correct. It's us. So we after going over the fallen humankind, going back to the position of Adam and Eve before the fall, and before they were 14 years old, before they had even received the commandment. So at that position on the foundation day, as completed Adam and Eve, it's an era where we, blessed families, start. That's the fourth Adam, the era of the fourth Adam. We start under that foundation. So the era of the fourth Adam is a fourth dimension registration. That's what True Father said.
Understand?
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So because of that, it's actually an era of God. It's an era of everything centered on God, the family centered on God. So everything. So God had a blessing. A holy one. So Adam and Eve became one, completed. So God, using the body of Adam and Eve the first time, entering in them for the first time and having a holy wedding. So this married God, he finds unfallen children had not, and then he creates a family at that position. Do you understand? So this is actually the fourth dimension registration. So our true parents after they have been, as they have been perfected, they've become one the God, and then God with God, and God is able to be substantialized and have a holy wedding through them, and then this holy wedding as a true parents, we get they can have a children, a true children at this time, which is us, blessed families. So so it's like us back to the position of direct children who had not been tainted by the fall at all. Who would that be in the so in the true family, who is that model? It's a Hyunjinim. Do you understand? So of course we have to make a heavenly nation during that time, and we have to also have a new family centered on this untainted children. Do you understand? So then God's holy wedding and heavenly families, it's God's wedding, is the unified entity of origin, division, union, action. So what does that mean? That means God, our true parents, our God is also our true father, God entered our true mother, and then they become one. So once they've become a unified entity, they create heavenly families. They become heavenly families in heaven, and this and then they create one heavenly family that, as children that have not been tainted by the fall, and this heavenly family, it's newly multiplied entity of origin, division, action, is actually Hyunjinim. And this and their couple, they get married. So then, of course, they already married, but they will again get married at that day, on that day. And then, because just like we are entering in the direct dominion as direct children of God, they will also enter in this way and create a couple. So then, of course, they become a couple that can recreate direct God's direct children. So again, God, our true parents, and the Hyunjinim couple become one in this Trinity, and then able to create children and as four position foundation. That's a heaven. That's the first model of a heavenly family. So the first time of the creation of a model of a first heavenly family that hasn't been tainted by the fall on that day. So if I talk about it in with the chat. Firstly, we have God, then we have a true father, then we have true mother. So by themselves, they individually got perfected, and then God enters Adam, God enters Eve, and then they become one. They, after forming this Trinity, they become one individually. So then this individual, then the next one is again centered on God. Adam and Eve have become one in this one. So they've become a couple here. So then God is God entered in their couple and using their body. So this couple make children. And these children are here, it's like Hyunjinim. So of course these are Hyunjinim, for example, here. So then this is a family entity of multiplication, the first time So that's actually I'm explaining about a heavenly family, a model of heavenly family. So this is the first one. If this is the first one, this is second, and that's the third. So the first plus the second. When the first and the second are created together, then this third comes about. So that's God. That's Adam and Eve, which are true father and true mother here. They've become one as the heavenly parents because God is in them. They've become a couple. And then so true father and true mother have become one, so completely with God in such a way that they cannot be differentiated. And their union is like Hyunjinim. So this is their union here. And Hyunjinim now, if they make new children again, they act. This now becomes like the new children. So then again, so this is actually the entity of unity of God's four position foundation, and that's the heavenly model of a heavenly family. I think you can understand that quite easily, and the chart is quite difficult, but it's quite easy to understand. So on the foundation day, there will be a ceremony, a great ceremony. What does that mean? It's a ceremony of enthronement, and then that means a heavenly family. Centered on this enthronement, then the Chonilguk is actually proclaimed on the earth. So then I'm going to explain this actually by different stages. The first coronation ceremony was in 2006, the King of Cosmic Peace Unity. Then after there was the coronation ceremony of authority of liberation of God and Kings of Kings. Then the ceremony of settlement of Able UN, golden anniversary of Sunhwa. Then on the next one that will come about would be the coronation ceremony of the kingship of the God of Day and God of Night. So this coronation ceremony also has stages. So of course, to explain this, we should explain this normally more detail, but it's there's no time. But I'm going to explain about the kingship, actually. I just want to let you know that the kingship of God of day and night will come about, this ceremony. And that is what will happen on the January 13, 2013. So the proclamation of fourth dimension registration, once it was proclaimed by True Father, he said, this is actually the creation of a heavenly family. And this is what True Father said in April 2012. And he said, true parents have fulfilled all their responsibilities. So basically, true parents have fulfilled all their responsibilities as they have become true parents in the position of Adam and Eve before the fall. So then again, so that means all their responsibilities they're finished, they're fulfilled. So true parents and the true parents of heaven and earth and humankind have completely settled everything. Because they've done that, then they've become one, and God is in them. And also, our family has witnessed perfection and total completion. And this one, that is our family, is he's speaking about one family here. And this heavenly family. Sorry, not one family. This is heavenly family. This heavenly family has total completion. So of course, 95%. 95%. Before there was 95% was a human responsibility, and the 5 was God. But now it is of 96% is God. And so through God actually has actually increased 1% more, and now human responsibility is just 4%. So of course, even God took this 1% more out of the posture of responsibility that we should do, but this is the time of we've come in. And our family. So this our family is centered on these two sons, Kuk Jinim and Hyung Jinim, and what Cain and Abel could not. The things that were divided during in Adam's family between Cain and Abel, they will become one, and that kind of victory will come about. So this is actually a model that is happening as a heavenly family. So then the result of the final victory of true parents, what does that mean? So first God, when he had the victory over the third holy wedding, yeah? Remember? Then after he had the victory of the three major coronation ceremonies, that was in 2013, that's the last one that's remaining, the victory of the holy wedding. So, centered on internal holy wedding that has come about already, and centered on this victory that has happened internally, the fourth one, they will become, they will create the Trinity, and form the, and they, sorry, they'll create the Trinity, and there'll be origin, division, union, action based on this four-position foundation. So then the final victory and complete conclusion through the proclamation ceremony of registration in the fourth dimension has arrived. That's what True Father said. So then, of course, this last providential goal, he said, has been accomplished. He said it has been accomplished. So then everything, he said, perfection, conclusion, completion, everything, Okmanse. Perfection, completion, reign and peace, completion, Okmanse. Era of perfection of Hundoke is accomplished, Aju. Final directive of is proclaimed. The change of blood lineage has been done for the first time, Aju, he said. Then, next, the next victory that he proclaimed was on the 17th of November 2011. There was a commemoration day of greatest victory of unification of Chonilguk. He proclaimed that. He said, we proclaim the end through the total conclusion of completion. So now, completion of oneness between God and true family has happened, Aju. So completion of oneness between God and true parents has happened. So then that's actually a completion of a God of heaven, day and night, one. So completion of, again, of God, that God is perfect, final and complete. It becomes the kingdom of heaven in attendance, he said. This is the kind of proclamation he did. And then also, True Father is the final prayer. Next. Also, in the, to note that he went to the hospital in Seoul, yeah? At that time, he was not completely sick at that time. He went there for a checkup, but then after he proclaimed that, all of a sudden his body started getting a bit worse, and so he went to check. When the check finished, the doctor said, "Don't go back to Champion. Stay in Seoul, and it'd be good for you to just stay in Seoul for a bit more." And then, he said that it's very strange. All of a sudden, your immune system has just gone down, so something could happen. That's what the doctor said to him. And True Father said, because already he had proclaimed everything, he said he was ready. He was ready. So even though the doctor said, don't go, he took the oxygen gas and the oxygen on his nose, and he went to Chonjong Palace. And once he went there, it was in 2012. The date is wrong there. Can you go to the next slide, please? It was 2012. On the 12th of August, he went. He went around the Chonjong Palace and he started touching everything. And then he's like, he was saying basically his final greetings. So then he was like greeting the... And at that time, to mother, he spoke to True Mother three times. Mother, it's my time has come to go to God's kingdom. When I go back to God's kingdom, there's one last responsibility that you can do. It's not your children, you. What? So, I can't leave because of this mask on me. It's not that is going to have to. I want to actually. Please let me go. Let me go naturally. Let me go naturally back to heaven, not on masks.
Not
with a machine.
It's only you can do that. So Abanim told True Mother three times. That's your responsibility, nobody's responsibility. I cannot go to God's land with this machine with me. But please let me go
naturally.
Yeah. That's your responsibility.
So of course he said that to True Mother. And then he said he spoke to True Mother how things will have to continue from now. And then True Father, together with True Mother, he did a final prayer. He said, everything is accomplished. He said, everything is accomplished. And he repeated that so many times this time. And then he held True Mother's hand and he said, thank you, thank you. And he did not sleep the whole night. He prayed and spoke with her. And the next day morning, his immune system even went worse. And then True Mother said, Father, let's go to the hospital, Chongxin Hospital. And True Father said, when True Father said, let's go, he accepted. Of course, he was happy because if he goes to Chongxin Hospital, everything is ready for him to be able to go to Songhua. So he accepted that. So in reality, when he went to Chongxin Hospital, he was already ready for the Songhua, and he was going for his final. It was his final road. He was, but at there, so he was nearly ready for Songhua, but then the True Children and the true parent and the true mother wanted him to even talk again. So of course they said, we would have to try and do everything that we can do. Even we have some new, how can we just let him go when we have all this equipment that probably could help? So then they send him again to Seoul. That's how they send him again to Seoul, because of that. So when they moved, true father entered in Daemonim's body three times and said, please remove all those machines from me. I told true mother before, I here on earth, I finished everything here on earth. I have to go quickly to the spiritual world, to heaven, and then get things ready. I finished. He said that. But again, of course, the true children, of course, they wanted to do everything they could with physically. So again, the hospital. So then the hospital's doctors in Seoul said that we can't prolong him any longer. When they said that, then true mother said, let's bring him back to Zhongxin Hospital. Let's bring him back there. And then they got ready for the Sunghua. Then, of course, true father had said, I had prayed. He had already prayed, actually, that everything is finished, accomplished. Everything is accomplished. Can we see that video?
Okay.